It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Kids got a little lump in their throat when that, like I said, with Anna Tavlantis.
I know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know about the divorce yet. Should we tell him?
Uncle Duff? He's going to be really mad about this. Uncle Duff is going to drink himself silly. He's not going to know where to get. Uncle Duff's going to show up drunk at one of our Thanksgivings. Let's just put it that
it's
way.
It's going to be ugly.
You're
going to
go early or late? Which one are you doing, the early or the late Thanksgiving?
You know, I think early is good because I think things get a little more drunken later and things can get more violent and you just kind of want to step out early. I think that would be my game plan right now.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Warning, bro. The following audio clip you're about to hear will cause discomfort, temporary blindness, shortness of breath, and performance issues.
Uh-oh.
That already. Got every single one of those symptoms. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox spoke with John Williams. Does he not know? Are you seeing John Williams? Is that who this is? Is that what this is about?
No, that's not, that he All didn't right. know. This is independent of anybody else, okay?
All right. And she explained what she meant in her campaign ad by owning the mistakes made during the Jussie Smollett case.
Our limited resources were not going towards gun violence. They were going towards low-level offenses. And so our office had been committed to reprioritizing that and going after violent crime, which also meant that for certain low-level offenses that we would handle them outside of court. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, in talking about this case, this case was treated like we've treated many others, but we didn't articulate well how and why we did that, and it left people with questions and concerns, and the responsibility and the accountability is mine to make sure that people understand how and why we do our work. And that's my responsibility, and I did not handle that well, and I own that.
Oh, really? Are you friends with her? Is she like your single running buddy? Is that what goes on?
She kind of broke us up, to be honest, okay? Yeah. She just, she explained she's unhappy with things.
This thing was not going well.
Driving force, the divorce.
Right, and I'm too much of a hothead. Is that what her, because I don't like her?
Not fond of you.
I don't like your friends.
She was not when I spoke with her last.
Well, and here's the deal.
She's
on
my side.
The one thing about the Cook County State's Attorney's Office is that it has to be, it's all part of the criminal justice system in It's especially for Chicago because, you know, you got a large police force. You got a lot of state's attorneys who go out and have to approve charges that the police file against suspects turned defendants. And there should be a symbiosis between those two offices, between the Chicago Police Department and the Cook County State's Attorney.
Yeah, they call it law and order for a reason.
Right, exactly. Thank you very much for saying that. That's exactly what the issue is here. So, the problem we have here is she mentions the FOP in her commercial, the Fraternal Order of Police, in a very derogatory way. So John Williams asked her, well, what is that all about?
I want to be abundantly clear. The men and women of the Chicago Police Department are some of our strongest partners in doing the work that we do. They come in every day and testify under oath and are questioned by our assistants. That's how we prove our cases. What I'm talking about is what we saw back in April of this year, where the union heads and their leadership, rather than choosing to talk about things that can keep our community safe, chose to engage in antics like a march on my office with white nationalist groups and without apology. That's not helpful to anyone.
There was a white nationalist march on her office.
Why wouldn't they march on her office after what she did?
Yeah. I mean, I
discrediting the work of police officers.
I understand the FOP doing it. I don't know who are the white nationalist groups. She may be right. I don't know the answer to that. I'd like to know the answer to that.
The simple fact is, though, this case was not handled like other cases like it. And many reporters dug into this and looked at people who faked hate crimes and faked other types of crimes. And they weren't handled this way. There was no emergency hearing. It was on the docket. There was no sweeping it through so that no reporters could sit in on the court hearings. And then the record sealed with no apology needed, just sort of time served based on being at Operation Rainbow Push over the weekend. it just doesn't happen that way, and I think everybody can see that that is not how it happened. So she needs to own that piece of the story and not say that this is exactly like other cases.
Yeah, because the strange connections that they had, like the communicating on her phone.
I want a joint press conference of Jussie Smollett and Kim Fox standing at the microphone together. And Roe can have the first question.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
This is why I told you to leave him.
Number four.
One of the brothers who admitted to carrying out the elaborate hoax to make it look like Jussie Smollett was a victim of a hate crime now is starring in a movie.
No way.
Yep.
Aren't they doctors, quote, doctors?
Abel Ocendero will be making his acting debut in the upcoming low-budget film Friends, Family, and Lovers.
I'm busy that week.
I was going to say, Rich, I can't wait for your review.
Yeah.
The film was shot entirely in Chicago, perhaps on an iPhone, would be my guess.
I hope there's a Subway involved.
Tuna sandwich.
And is set to be screened at the University of Chicago. What?
Ken Nate, again?
Man, this time it wasn't my fault.
Are you the only one I went to jail? So then it is your fault.
Shot Town, number one, super producer.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on. It's too late to blow up that piece of trash. But
that was the plot of It Wasn't Me, the popular Jamaican hip-hop novelty song by Shaggy about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You let her catch you? Just say it wasn't you. That's the exact plot. They stole this from It Wasn't Me. Kev was at spring break, I think, for that one. I thought it was big.
That was hot back then.
It was huge. Remember this one?
It turned into a party when this came
out.
You
let her catch you? She caught me on the counter. Was me.
That sums it up. It really does, actually. Yeah.
The Jussie theme song.
They're probably listening to it one night.
All right.
On the way to the hardware store.
So the point that I would like to make here is that Abel Ocendero got booked on a movie. Jussie's still waiting for his agent to call him back. Bubby darling, sweetheart, listen, we're very close. We're very close. As a matter of fact, can you sing? Because that's the sort of thing my agent would ask. Can you do radio? Yeah. Yes. Yes, I can do radio.
Can you do radio?
Can you sing, Bubby darling, sweetheart? Because I can get you on The Masked Singer. As long as they don't know who you are, we're in good shape.
How are your horseback riding skills? They always ask you that for every audition. Just in case.
Number three.
Elon Musk has a smashing success on his hands, and that's really the worst possible way that I mean that. The new Tesla Cybertruck, which is a it's a pickup. It's an electric pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's billed as shatterproof.
Finally, we've got a shatterproof truck.
Yeah, a shatterproof truck. You can throw whatever you want at it, and like the windows, they will not shatter.
Never.
Never. There will never be shattering. Well, then moments later, it shattered. This was in Hawthorne, California. He pulled back the curtain of the Cybertruck and had a staffer throw a metal ball at the driver's side window to prove its indestructibility. And
Franz, could you try to break this glass, please? Sure? Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
It broke like the windows in the Nakatomi Plaza in Die Hard. They shattered so quickly.
Now imagine a car hitting it.
Yes.
Right.
A little too hard.
Or moving bullets. It claims to be bulletproof.
Right. Here, let's try a softball next time. Right.
It's maybe the worst looking vehicle in the history of transportation.
It's horrendous.
Checking in at
number two.
Wrestling announcer Jim Cornette is justifying offensive comments that he made during an episode of NWA Power earlier this week. Now, if you missed it, Cornette tried to describe a wrestler's toughness by saying,
Trevor Murdoch, he's mad, bad, and dangerous to know. He's the only man I've ever known that could strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia. Trevor Murdoch can take care of himself.
Oh, my God.
That's not a spontaneous line either. No one comes up with that.
He thought, imagine him working it out.
Right.
I'll say here, now what do I got to do? And see, what are the number of things that come strapped to his back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, there was
a run, Kev.
There was outrage. Some people called it racist, but Cornette went on his podcast.
Oh, good, good.
Of course he's got a podcast.
Yeah, for him to explain
to
himself.
Explain himself, and he said, I'm very surprised by the reaction.
Somebody said, well, if he hadn't have said chicken, it'd have been fine. Well, a bucket of chicken sounds funnier. It's funnier visual than a plate of sushi or a damn ham sandwich. So it just happened to be that, because that was funny. And then, because Ethiopia was noted for a place where everybody's starving, it's a starvation joke, not a race joke.
There you go.
Wow. Way to be sensitive.
Okay, Jim Gaffigan, master of the one-liner. Thanks for distilling that for us.
I'm not making fun of black
master
people.
Master class in comedy there. You see, here's what I'm doing. Let's break it down.
Thanks for clearing it up, Cornette.
I am making fun of starving people. Now that's the thing. You know why? Because they're starving, because they should just go find the food.
Wow. What a defense.
Can you play that again?
That's the defense is fantastic.
This is great.
Somebody said, well, if he hadn't have said chicken, it'd have been fine. Well, a bucket of chicken sounds funnier. It's funnier visual than a plate of sushi or a damn ham sandwich. So it just happened to be that, because that was funny. And then, because Ethiopia was noted for a place where everybody's starving, it's a starvation joke, not a race joke. Starvation. Starvation's
a classic starvation joke.
He's tough because the starving people wouldn't be able to take him down when he was on the motor scooter in the impoverished country. They wouldn't because he's tough. And that's funnier than if I said he had just ice skated because he ain't got no ice in Ethiopia.
Oh, my gosh.
Those master classes you can sign up for online, like $60, and Spielberg will explain shot by shot of Schindler's List. This guy. This is how you do a joke.
Oh, God. Well, I don't, my guess is that the NWA is not going to, ironically enough, is not going to do anything with him. He's right up their alley, is what it sounds
like. They're
going
to fire him faster than Mr. Potter on New Year's Eve, and it's a wonderful life. Because he lost the money, because Uncle Billy was a fool.
That was funny.
Funny. That's awesome.
It's time now for Kim Gordon. We'll get to the top five audio of the week coming up after the news. There we go. All right, you know what it's time for right now? The top five at five cut of the week, and which ends up being this week's top five.
Number one.
The Patrick Mahomes song.
For God's sakes, I don't know where to go. How the hell can you score one touchdown? How is that possible? This guy Nagy and this guy Pace, my God.
Yeah, he should fire himself, OB. Be a man. Fire yourself.
OB, watch the Bears get beat on Sunday night. Although Trubisky got near the end zone, it seemed miles away inside. Did Nagy not coach? Was it something he did? Did the plays not turn out right? Now our season is over, but we still got 8-5. And now I say, don't you wish we had Mahomes? And we even passed on his show. And now every Bears fan sings a sad, sad song. Don't you wish we had Mahomes?
Yes, I do.
Now, the last time I checked, there's four downs. When you're on offense, you have four downs. Not one time. I mean, as in one time, did he try to throw the ball into the end zone and score a touchdown?
I heard Dan Hampton's voice blaring on the radio. Said Trubisky's got a bootleg. Turn around and make that throw. But I wonder if he knows. Does he ever see that blitz? And we should be in the playoffs now. And Pinero can't make a kick. That's why I say, don't you wish we had Mahomes? And we even passed on this show. And now every Bears fan sings a sad, sad song. Don't you wish we had Mahomes?
Let me just say something defensively. What the hell is he doing, Nagy, covering a wideout in the flat? Answer that question, you knucklehead!
I just love him.
And yes, to answer the question, we all do wish the Bears had Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Still have 85. I like that line.
I wasn't alive then, Ann. I don't have anything.
You got nothing then, Kevin. Nothing. I'm sorry.
You got 06.
Mm. What?
I was at a viewing party for that. I've never seen a party clear out faster than that Super Bowl party. I'm like, let's go. No. Get me out of here. And I listened the whole way home. I listened to OB, and it was the most. I remember listening to OB on the way home from my uncle's party, and I got home, and I ran to my radio in my room and turned it on. I had to listen to OB and Buffon.
Did you cry that night?
Mm. I cry most nights for OB, but yes, especially that night.
Yeah.
Rex is still our quarterback.
I used to cry after every Bears loss when I was a kid. There were so many of them.
If phones were around, you would have been the viral kid crying over a sporting event. Okay, little Roe.
Brittany?
I hate the Bears.
Bobby Douglas? Virgil Carter? They're all breaking my heart. Jack and Cannon?
That is exactly
what it was like. And it was worse every once in a while I'd go to the game, and it was worse. And you'd be there, and then you get on the bus, and people would be screaming all kinds of obscene things on the buses used to take you away from Soldier Field because there was nothing between.
It's true, very different.
There was you couldn't walk anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was like there were those buildings weren't there. Yeah, those tracks.
No Uber lots.
And then there would be some drunk on the bus, and then he'd try to go to the bathroom literally on the bus while he was standing there. Ah, Bobby Douglas, my ass. Anyway, that's how it went. Well, at least we have
85.
Yeah,
the White Sox. Well, Blackhawks are playing well.
Yeah,
except for the last two.
Yeah, the last night was a bit of a heartbreaker. But they played hard last night.
Yeah, I mean, you can see 2-2 over the last 10 games.
All right, it's okay. I mean, feel good about that. And then we got the White. We got to get excited about the White Sox.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Contenders.
All right, here we go. Let's check in with Lauren Lapkin. What's happening on the roads and the skies?